What had been one of the largest remaining elm trees in New England has died. But this story is not an obituary. Dutch elm disease has killed millions of stately elms over the past 100 years. But the tree in our story has a second life, and it could support key research to breed trees that are resistant to Dutch elm's disease. BPR's Kathleen Masterson has more.
Come over here, you can see kind of the real width of this thing. There is one little sprout right here. I'm hoping we can save and transplant. It might have the same genes as Big Mama here.
That's homeowner David Garrett in Charlotte earlier this fall. He's pointing to a leafy little seedling a few feet tall, sprouting out of the base of Big Mama. The massive slippery elm is 109 feet tall, and it towers far above the home it's shaded for over 200 years. But last year, the tree died. So now, about 25 friends, neighbors, and conservationists have gathered to honor the tree and give it one last hug before it's taken down.
We have no idea how long it's been here, but it's been here longer than the house, and this was built around 1790, 1792, so it's at least that old. And it's a shame we're losing this.
Standing under the bare branches of the elm, Garrett addresses a small group on a sunny fall day.
The largest elm tree, as far as we know, in the Northeast. So, anyway, we're here to say goodbye and make something good out of it.
Soon, a cherry picker with a chainsaw will take down the tree, first limb by limb and then the trunk itself. That last bit using a specialized 8-foot chainsaw and a massive crane. This isn't a regular tree removal process. Garrett, himself an amateur woodworker, specifically sought out a way to save the tree from being turned into firewood. Garrett explains that he started calling around to find someone who could craft something out of a tree this massive.
And they said, yeah, there's some guy in Bristol. I never heard of him. So I searched him out and called him up, and he was here within an hour. And he said, wow.
John Monks is the guy from Bristol. He owns and runs Vermont Tree Goods, which makes handcrafted wooden furniture out of large diameter trees that are generally considered useless. Ordinary lumber mills simply don't have machinery big enough to handle such huge trees. But Monks has designed and built his own chainsaw rig that can easily mill trees 10 feet in diameter. He says he'll be able to make all kinds of things from the slippery elm in Garrett's yard.
You know, it's a massive tree. There's a variety of limbs, branches, the main trunk, etc. So I see everything from the smallest, you know, coasters to cutting boards to benches, coffee tables, dining room tables, conference tables, who knows what else.
Monks will donate a part of the proceeds to the Nature Conservancy's efforts to breed elm trees that are resistant to Dutch elm disease. David Garrett's record-tall tree is a slippery elm. It's not as common as its cousin, the American elm, and it has less cathedral-like arching. Yet both native species play a key role in the ecosystem by providing shade for rivers and leafy food for insects, and both are being wiped out by Dutch elm disease. That's what likely killed Garrett's tree. Forest ecologist Christian Marks heads up a project that is working on breeding disease-resistant trees. So far, he has bred some that are fairly resistant when exposed to Dutch elm's disease in his lab. Those individuals are cloned and then planted in the wild.
You're acting like a dating service, where you're bringing different tolerant types together in a place where they can reproduce and spread, and then natural selection can select for even more tolerant offspring.
To date, the Nature Conservancy has planted close to 3,000 tree seedlings in sites across New England, just under half the ultimate goal. Back at David Garrett's house, it's time to take down the tree. The crowd of neighbors and local conservationists head over to give the tree a last hug and to glide on the swing that's been there so long its ropes are ingrown into a low-hanging limb. Then the cherry picker raises up into its branches and a crew member gets to work. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Kathleen Masterson.